how should we pick the people who represent us on the Seattle City Council? That's the heart of Charter Amendment 19, which is on the fall ballot. The measure would move Seattle from our current system of electing 9 council members citywide to a district method for 7 of the 9 members of the council. If Charter Amendment 19 passes, 2 at-large positions would be maintained and the city would be carved into 7 distinct districts. Joining us to talk more about the measure are Marjorie Rhodes. She represents Choices Not Districts. It's a group that opposes Charter Amendment 19. Also here, Eugene Wasserman from Seattle Districts Now, proponents of the measure. Thanks, both of you, for coming in.
Glad to be here.
And Eugene, I want to start with you. Seattle voters have rejected several times the idea of district elections. So how is Charter Amendment 19 different from the measures that came before?
In 2 ways. One, we have a map now. The previous attempts did not have a map.
You mean we have a pre-set map so people can see
the district? In the Charter Amendment, there is a map of the city that lays out where the district boundaries would be, which gives people a chance to see how they would be drawn. Previously, we've heard that other attempts at doing this, people didn't have a map, and so nobody knew what districts where they were, and they didn't trust the council, city council, to draw them. And the second thing is we felt a lot unclear that in the previous elections, people felt they wanted to keep some of the at-large system that we have now. So instead of doing 9-0, we did 7 districts and 2 at-large to give some people who felt that at-large elections were important to them.
Who drew up these 7 districts?
Professor Morrill, he is taught at the UW and has done a lot of these things for the state and local governments, and it was based on geography.
Specifically, are there the same number of voters?
Same numbers of voters by state law, they have to be, and also by federal law.
This is going to be, as I understand, if it passes, the boundaries would be revisited on a regular basis?
Right. Every time they update the census every 10 years, every municipality and state government, county government, redraws their boundaries. So we have in the Charter Amendment, we have a commission set up that would be doing that.
There's probably, Eugene Wasserman, a lot of reasons that you support this, but at the heart for you, what's the most important reason?
I think the city's gotten bigger. We've added over 100,000 people in the last 10, 15 years. We're 630,000, larger than Vermont and Wyoming. And districts, we feel, will allow people a better contact with their council member.
We're talking about Charter Amendment 19, which Seattle voters will look at and decide how to vote. Eugene Wasserman's with the proponents of the measure, the group that is supporting that measure, Seattle Districts Now, joined now also in the studios by Marjorie Rhodes, who does not support this amendment. Why not?
Because currently we get to vote for all 9 seats on the city council, and no candidate is off limits to you, the voter. But if districting passes in the future, you will only get to vote for 3. One of those 3 votes will be very limited, and most of the candidates for city council will be off limits to you. I think that in itself is sufficient reason for voting no on Charter Amendment 19.
Well, off limits, that doesn't mean, because they're not representing your district, doesn't mean you won't be able to talk to them, does it?
You won't be able to hold them accountable as a voter. And it will still take 5 votes out of 9 to make a majority on the city council. And another thing, too, that I think districting advocates don't realize is that politicians still get to serve at large regardless of how they are elected. For example, there are 9 people on the King County Council, and all 9 of them have jurisdiction over you as a resident.
But they are elected by district.
I was just going to say, but they are elected by district, so you are barred from participating in 8 of those 9 elections. So in effect, you have only 11% of your voting power when it comes to electing the county council.
Marjorie, it seems, though, that you're assuming that these representatives would only look at their narrow district and not look at the good of the entire jurisdiction of the city.
They're supposed to look at the entire jurisdiction. They are under oath to do that. But there's no denying that when you can hold politicians accountable with your votes, they're naturally going to listen more than otherwise.
A lot of people say that we need to go to at least a partial district election for our city council because big money has played too large a role in deciding who can afford to run for office, for one thing, and actually controlling who makes up the body of our representative government. That money plays too large a role, and that this will help alleviate that. How do you respond?
I don't accept that at all. First of all, there is a little hypocrisy in that argument because it's big money that has put this on the ballot again, the third time in only 18 years. A wealthy businesswoman has put up almost $250,000 to pay signature gatherers to get this on the ballot and to otherwise bankroll the campaign. And also, our opponents have used San Francisco as an example because San Francisco went to district elections about a decade ago. And we have found an article by the San Francisco Ethics and Elections. And we have found that in San Francisco, candidates have been raising $340,000, even $670,000 to run in districts less than half the geographic size of the ones being proposed for Seattle.
We're talking about Seattle Charter Amendment 19, which would change the way that voters choose the nine-member city council in Seattle. We would go to a hybrid method, seven districts and two at-large mm-hmm. candidates. Eugene Wasserman is with Seattle Districts Now, which are proponents of the measure. What is wrong with the way that Seattle City Council does business now that makes you want to change it?
It doesn't have that personal touch for people. People do not feel engaged with their government. They don't know who to call when they have a problem or give an opinion. They have no one to hold accountable. You know, people like you, and I'm a paid lobbyist, we can talk to the nine city council members. They'll return your call. And sometimes they return mine, but they're not going to return a call from an average citizen because it's one of 613,000 people here. And we just need to be able to have citizens more involved in the government. There are a lot of talented people that live in the city and could be a real help to what we do here, but have no way in. And so we think having district elections, people will be able to engage with people on the street, their representatives, and have the needs of their area represented. And this argument now is so strong that both the Seattle Times and The Stranger have endorsed us, which wasn't
odd
true.
Bedfellows.
Odd bedfellows, and these are, you know, the Seattle Times was against us last time. So.
Now, Eugene Wasserman, you mentioned you're a paid lobbyist. Are you being paid to work on this campaign?
Yeah, part of my time is being paid. Some is volunteered.
Would you support it if you weren't being paid?
Yeah, I would be, because I've just seen the way that people in neighborhoods don't have always representatives on their issues, while people who do my kind of work, they get to see representatives. It's just a matter we have time and money. I'm on the Broadview Community Council. It's an hour bus ride down, an hour bus ride back to see someone on city council if they can get into a meeting.
Well, let me make a long leap to Congress from Seattle City Council. We have the House of Representatives that is mired in very tightly drawn districts, which are safe. A lot of those representatives can take a stand because they're not going to be voted out of office, which has led to sort of little fiefdoms and, I would say, inertia in Congress. Might we not see fiefdoms carved up among the seven districts and that we would have people duking it out, neighborhood over neighborhood, community over community?
Well, we didn't gerrymander the districts. If you look at them like West Seattle.
Yeah, but my point is that when people
I don't think there's anything wrong. We don't feel there's anything wrong with some parochial interests of neighborhoods, particularly those that don't have any kind of representation now, duke it out with some people next to them. I mean, that's part of the process.
We're talking about Seattle Charter Amendment 19. Now, Marjorie Rhodes, don't you think that that's a good point that Eugene brings up, that a lot of average citizens don't have access to their city council members?
I don't find that I lack access. It's just that most people, I don't think, make the effort to contact their elected leaders. But there's a very important point I would like to make here, too. and that is that districting does cut down on our choices. For instance, I researched back to 1999 and found there have been 47 county council races since then, and 24 out of 47 county council races had no opponent, only the incumbent's name on the ballot, whereas that has happened only one time on the city council during that same time period. That was Tom Rasmussen.
Interesting. Eugene Wasserman, I'm going to give you a brief last word. Why should voters even pay attention to this? Charter amendments, you know what happens. People's eyes glaze
right.
over.
Well, it'll impact your representation on city government, how decisions are made, whether you get better police service or health service or your sewers fixed and stuff like that. We think it's a long-term way of making government more responsive to the citizens in your neighborhood.
Same last question to you, Marjorie Rhodes.
What Eugene has just discussed are citywide issues, and that's the point. There are many issues such as public safety and public utilities that are citywide issues, and we don't need to be dividing our city and pitting one community against another, fighting for pork barrel politics.
Wow, never heard Seattle talk about pork barrel politics. Marjorie Rhodes represents Choices, Not Districts. She opposes, and her group opposed, Charter Amendment 19. Eugene Wasserman from Seattle Districts Now, proponents of the measure, and you have until the evening of November 5th to get that ballot in the mail. Thanks, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.